I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. The Nazis brought World War II to Georgia when a German U-boat sank three ships off the coast in 1942. The state seemed an unlikely target. It had a short coastline, shallow waters, and numerous military bases nearby. But it also had prime targets, poorly protected. Anti-submarine patrols were uncoordinated, and many coastal communities ignored blackout orders. In 1942, prowling the waters off St. Simon's Island in U-123, German Lieutenant Commander Reinhard Hartigan spotted the oil tanker Oklahoma silhouetted against the glowing shore off St. Simon's Island. His torpedo ran hot and true. The blast sank the ship and shattered windows in Brunswick. He also sank the SO Baton Rouge and a third ship the next morning before moving south. 23 crewmen were killed and Georgians panicked as rumors spread of Germans landing on the coast. The U.S. Navy adopted the British convoy system, and Allied ships in Georgia waters had around-the-clock protection after the German U-boat attacks off St. Simon's on April 8, 1942, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia history is made possible by the generous support from the Robert W. Woodruff Foundation and is a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org.